This FabFM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Hello, Paul.
Well, quite a number of things happening. I'll mention certainly towards the end the power grid. You were present at that meeting yesterday in the Daintree. But what else is happening with council?
Well, there's a couple of things going on at the moment. We've got our local business webinars, which are continuing for the businesses out there. We've got the recruitment do's and don'ts. We've got financial advice ones. There's worker health and safety, unfair dismissal, lots of different types of topics. If you go to the council's website and Facebook page, there's more details, including the dates and times of when they're going to be happening. We've got Murphy Street landslips. Everyone would have noticed there's been lots of work up in Murphy Street.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just about finished. We're looking July 10th. That'll be done. So all the work up there will be finished. So the landslips will be safe now. Council last week passed the Port Douglas Sports Complex and Coronation Park Master Plan. So they're now out for public comment, and that's out till the July 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
So for all those sports people, now's the time to make some comments on that. There's various different things, like at the Port Douglas Sports Complex, a mountain bike learning and training circuit, synthetic hockey field, digital scoreboards. All these things have been proposed, and we want the people now to comment on those types, on that proposal. We've also got biosecurity teams are back out with these electric ants. So electric ants are causing us some problems again.
The old electric ants.
Exactly. And we're also currently council is seeking nominations by expressions of interest to fill two positions to sit on our council's audit committee for the next 12 months. So we're looking for an independent chairperson and an independent external member. And both those people, you know, need to, of course, have appropriate legal or financial skills and experience in business, governance, internal auditing, accounting, management, that sort of position. But one of the criteria, unfortunately, is that a current or previous councillor or staff member is not eligible to be appointed for the audit chair, so it keeps it as an external thing totally.
Michael, that's a good thing, particularly jobs available, and I know you've spoken about jobs. It's super important during this time, but isn't it good that there are jobs available for people who may be out of work to go into those posses?
Well, these two in particular, these are for more an experienced person that's, you know, wants to assist more in local government. I think there's about five meetings over the year they need to attend, and of course there's the paperwork in between, and they are paid positions as well. But we definitely, I'm insisting I want local people. I really do want some people from Douglas Shire, mm-hmm. you know, to make sure they're sitting on that board. So the applications close on that on Friday the 10th of July, so if there's anyone out there with that skill set, make sure they go to the website and have a look and put through an application for us.
Okay, Michael, also the Economic Development Officer. Any sort of more information on that?
Well, I believe the contracts have been signed on that one. Two very, very competent people have secured the positions. We've got one particular who's extremely experienced and a more senior person, and then we've got a junior officer as well that will be on the ground running around left, right and centre for us.
But those names aren't officially out at this stage?
I don't think it's my position to put those names out.
Sure,
you know, people
sure.
can look at it, but you know, they're staff members, and I don't like it when staff get involved into the political and the media spectrums and things like that. They're here, they get paid to do a job, and you know, I like it when the media respects the fact that they're here to do that job and doesn't make public spectacles of them.
But it's still good to know. This is, as you've always said, this is a very important position. So in the future, it would be nice to get to know those people.
I am absolutely positive sure they'll be out there, and certainly you'll have some communications in the media with these people when they choose to do so.
Good. Okay, anything else?
I think we had that meeting on Sunday, of course, with the microgrid.
Yes. Now, you were present there. What did you get out of the day?
You know, I was really excited in the fact that it was a very factual meeting. It wasn't a case of reading things on social media or, you know, assumptions people are made. It was just fact after fact after fact. And that's what this is all about. And this is, I think, really important that people don't make assumptions. I mean, just a small example is one person said there'll be over 400 kilometres worth of cable. Well, no, it's 120 kilometres worth of cable. You know, so there's lots of things that people absolutely need to know the facts about so they can make an educated decision about this. And, you know, it's got to happen. It's something that has to happen. And, you know, I know from my personal perspective, I'm determined to assist in whatever I can do to make sure this does go through for the people up there so that they have the option of having mains power.
Now, one of the other things that came up in the meeting, people were going, oh, this thing's going to go through creeks. All the conduit's going to go through creeks and the natural rainforest. And, of course, that's not true. When they do go over a creek, it will be a culvert or it'll be a bridge and that will follow the road across. So, you know, all of this nonsense, you know.
Well, exactly right. Now, you've got very competent people, very experienced engineers, all doing the works on this stuff, so it's going to be done properly. It's not just Joe Blow lying a cable out there, you know, and hopefully plugging it in like an extension lead.
Yes.
It's going to be a proper full utility service, you know, so it will be done correctly, and, you know, people need to have the confidence in that.
How about Richard Sholeman? How impressive is that bloke? This is the man, you know, that's doing the feasibility study. How focused is he? I mean, he's right on the money.
He is, and, you know, right on the money is the right thing to say. As Warren made out, you know, a lot of this work he did before he even got the money through for it, and he's made a commitment that he will continue doing this work, even without the funding that may be required. He wants to see this happen as well. So, you know, all credit to this man. He's done a great job for the people up there, and I'm sure he will continue to do so.
Something I didn't mention in my report on our podcast about yesterday's meeting was the fact, and it was brought up at the meeting by Warren Ench, that Richard actually, there was a period of time there where he wasn't being paid, but he continued working. That's the commitment he has.
Exactly right. You know, he's a very dedicated man. We've been working with the people up there, so he's got a connection now emotionally as well, and he really wants to see this happen for them.
Yes, and there was just something he said too that made me think he cares about the environment, because he said, you know, we'll get through this and make it a better world. I like that.
And that's exactly right. You know, once this microgrid goes through, you know, we're going to be talking about having one of our most pristine areas in the world without a single diesel generator. You know, so no fumes, no oil leaks. It will actually be an environmental region that will be completely self-sustainable. And I think that's incredible and will be an absolute asset for this region.
Also, just to finally wrap this up, Michael, it also will be the world's eyes will be on us when this thing comes to fruition. I mean, we will probably get genuinely publicity from around the world with what we're doing in the rainforest.
Absolutely correct. I mean, this is a state-of-the-art model that they're doing, and this is technology that will be able to be used in lots and lots of different areas. Now, there's many islands and other very regional areas that, you know, are currently running diesel generators to power their townships, and this technology will be able to be utilised in all those areas as well, which, you know, so for a big business that wants to get into this type of model, you know, there's a real incentive there for them to do so.
Okay. Well, we've wrapped it up pretty well there. Anything else that is on the horizon?
Not that quickly comes to mind, other than, of course, you know, if you're going to do it in Douglas.
Oh, see, yeah, you really always sneak that one in.
It's so important. Honestly, if you can do it here, let's do it here. Let's keep the money going to our local business.
Okay. Catch you next week.
Thanks, Paul.